the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
It is one of, if not the most popular reality TV show of all time, and it's coming to an end after 14 years. We're going to get to that in just a second. First, I know you're excited. First, The Ellen DeGeneres Show has set its season 18 premiere date. Okay. It's going to be premiering on the 21st of September, and I personally think a ton of people are going to be tuning in.
Well, yeah, she has a lot of stuff to address.
She does, and she will. First of all, Tiffany Haddish is going to be the first guest, okay. So very strategic, I would say.
Yep.
Ellen says she will address all of the allegations against her and her staff on the first show. I hope she does it right.
Is she doing the show from her home still? Like, will the show move forward?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's going to be in studio or from home moving forward. I know some Ryan and Kelly moved back into the studio.
Okay. No audience still? They're just in the studio?
I think so, yeah. Okay. So every show is doing it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, another talk show host, Steve Harvey, said that he thinks that Ellen DeGeneres should just walk away from the show and leave it all behind her.
Ellen got a lot of money. If I was Ellen, I'd just walk away. She got to know. I wouldn't let him drag me down like that.
Ironic. I mean, he should sort of take his own advice and maybe
walk away from his show. Yeah. It would be wonderful. But I hate how I'm really not a Steve Harvey fan. Really, really not a fan of his. But I hate how he still doesn't take any responsibility for what may have gone wrong. He's basically saying everybody's being mean to Ellen, so she should just walk away because she's got enough money. Mm-hmm. No, she messed up a lot of people's lives and has to speak on that and has to do something about it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. We'll see. I'll definitely be tuning in on September 21st to see what she has to say. Could go two ways. She could take real responsibility and show real remorse for what has happened. Or it could be sort of business as usual. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of walking away, after 14 years and 20 seasons, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming to an end.
Finally.
It's all over. You're sad. Kim's sad.
So sad.
Mark, you're sad.
I don't even think I've seen one episode.
None of us have. I haven't seen an episode in 5 years, actually. You don't need to watch an episode anymore because everything's online.
Yeah,
you can see it, all the videos.
Five-minute drama clips. Let's say it all.
I haven't watched it all, but I know everything that has been going on in their lives. They said it's been with heavy hearts that they've made this difficult decision after hundreds of episodes and numerous spin-off shows.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and they'll forever cherish the wonderful memories. They thanked Ryan Seacrest as well for believing in them.
I didn't know that Ryan Seacrest sort of catapulted this show.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's been the one behind it the whole time.
Okay.
So you can blame Ryan Seacrest if you're not a fan. Now, the audience for Keeping Up with the Kardashians has admittedly faded a bit in recent years, but it's still ranked among the top 100 shows this year. And I mean, there were years where it was just on top. Like, it literally was taking over the world, right? So,
and we can expect reruns, I'm sure.
I'm sure there'll be reruns. Many years. they're also like the stars of Instagram. They're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, it's not like they're hanging up their hats or just making their millions doing other things that don't require as much effort.
These are people who can literally make $1 million for posting something on Instagram.
And we're not bitter about that whatsoever.
You don't sound bitter at all.